Alan Parry, I'm the Head of Press and Public Relations for Suzuki GB.
Alan, the Suzuki Swift Sport that's been launched in 2012 in the UK, a pretty amazing car and a bit of a difference really, isn't it, for Suzuki? Tell me more about the car.
Yes, it's an all-new version of the current Swift that we launched last year. And there was a previous model, Swift Sport, which we launched in 2006. And this is the all-new car that's, as you say, coming out in January. We're doing a long lead launch of it today. And they've made quite a lot of modifications to the car and made it a better all-round car, basically, to drive. Because the only, I would say, downside, but perhaps the only thing that customers and press commented on the previous car was that it was quite tiring to drive on the motorway. That's been eradicated now with a six-speed transmission, and it's had quite a lot of work done on the steering and suspension as well. So all in all, it's made a good car even better.
Well, I've been driving the car around Barcelona today. I mean, I have to agree completely what you said. It's a small car on the exterior, and yet inside it literally is like a TARDIS. I mean, the whole thing feels much bigger than it looks. And yet, for me, the six-speed transmission, it kind of felt like a relaxed car to drive. But what would you say is the audience for this car? Because it looks a pretty sexy car, especially for me, anyway, from the rear with the twin exhaust and the rear diffuser.
The audience of the car is predominantly people around about 30 years old, but with the previous Swift Sport in particular, we're starting to get quite a big following now of younger people. They're buying the car second-hand, and it's getting a real cult following now. So a lot of people are deciding to go for the car to be slightly different from the Mini Coopers and the other cars, Fiesta Z-Tecs and things like that, that are in that segment. So the Swift can actually give you a slightly different angle. Very low cost of ownership, good fun to drive. Suzuki always has this embedded DNA where we always try and keep the fun factor and make the cars interesting to drive.
Well, it's certainly a fun car to drive, I can testify to that. But it's also a practical car, and let's face it, I mean, me, for instance, I'm a dad of two very small children. I can see my two children strapped quite happily into the back of that car, no problems. And what I love about it is the safety rating. It's got a 5-star rating. Tell me more about the Suzuki and the Swift and just how safe a Super Mini it is.
Well, the engineers did a huge amount of work when they introduced the all-new Swift in September of last year. And basically, they're using a lot more high-tensile steel now, which can give the car, or will give the car, a much lighter weight, but make it much, much stronger as well. And all this work that the engineers did over the last 18 months, 2 years, when they're developing it, has really bore fruit, because we've ended up with a 5-star NCAP rating, and not only a 5-star NCAP rating, which every manufacturer aspires to these days, they have to, we've also got a maximum rating of any cars that they tested at that time. So it scored 92 points, which, to cut a long story short, was the highest score out of any car that they tested in that segment. So there were cars from all across the board, really, Tim. SUVs, large saloon cars, sports cars, maybe 6 or 7 cars being tested in that particular period. And Swift Sport, as a little super mini, came out with a higher score. So we were very, very happy with that. And in turn, that has given our customers more peace of mind, particularly in the unfortunate event of an accident. But not only that, it makes the car cheaper to insure and also cheaper to buy parts for if you have an accident.
I mean, all of that is awesomely reassuring. It really is to hear that. And, you know, you were saying at a press conference earlier today that you believe that it's going to be a 60-40 in favour of male percentage of the market to buy this car. I would probably agree. I mean, I'm probably a little bit prejudiced and say that I would always imagine the Swift to have been a female-dominated car, but I would agree with you in what you said, looking at it, especially with the twin exhaust, the rear diffusers, that low-slung look. It really does appeal, doesn't it, more, I would say, now to a younger male audience.
Yes, definitely. And what we're finding is the car's getting a bit of a cult following, and a lot of younger guys, probably in their mid-20s, late-20s, are buying the car, and they're a little bit different from the crowd, because this is a car we sell 1,000 units a year, so compared to the likes of Mini and Ford, it's tiny numbers, but people buy it because they want to be slightly different and stand out from the crowd, but still have an economical car that's fun to drive and will get them good return when they sell it, because the residual values on them, last time the car was measured by Glass's Guide, the well-known bible for car prices, came back at 50% or 51% after 3 years and 35,000 miles, and that actually beat the Mini Cooper at the time. This is about 4 months ago, so good news for us considering the huge following and the massive amount of cars that Mini sell.
Well, maybe I'm being bold, but I would imagine that you'll sell more than 1,000 units in the UK of this car. That's what I'm feeling, because I would imagine it's going to be a popular car. Tell me, though, about the obvious benchmark that you as a car manufacturer have to meet, which is the CO2 emissions. Tell me more about that with the new Sport.
Well, CO2 is obviously very important for manufacturers, particularly in Europe, because we will start to get penalised very strongly in the next couple of years unless we bring our CO2 down. Suzuki is very committed, of course, to bringing CO2 down. And when we launched the new Swift, the 1.2 litre last year, we brought the CO2 down by 12%, which for our customers means to tax the car for a year is just £30. It's nothing, really. Swift Sport, we've brought down from 165 grams to 147. So for a 1.6 litre engine, which is quite highly tuned, that's a good result. But the thing with Suzuki is that they're always working on CO2 and emissions regulations and ratings throughout the car's life cycle. So they won't wait for a model facelift or a model change. They'll actually do it during production. So all these things will add up to making our company a lot greener in the future.
Well, it's good to hear that, Alan. And when can we actually see the Swift Sport as it is now in the UK? When can we buy it?
Well, we're showing our dealers the car on December the 12th, and we launched the car publicly in January. So you'll see the cars straight after Christmas in the dealers, and hopefully a lot more on the road in the early part of next year.
Oh, something to look forward to. And I mean, what kind of price? I know you haven't nailed the price down yet, but what kind of price might we be looking at?
We're hoping the guide price at the moment is around 14,500, so it's slightly more than the outgoing car. But it has a huge amount of extra specification. Apart from the 6-speed transmission that you mentioned earlier, the car's now got Bluetooth connectivity. It's got USB port for the iPod system to be worked. It's got what we call high-intensity discharge headlamps for better night vision. Lots of things, including cruise control and automatic headlamps. All these things that you associate with a premium car. And maybe a much more expensive car is available on this car. So it's basically a Swift SZ4, which is our highest specification model we do, plus another bit on top.
I mean, I think what you're saying there is that we're going to get an awful lot of car for the money.
Yes.
Alan, for now, thank you very much. I look forward to seeing the car in 2012.